Punk bands like Anti-Flag and Propagandhi have long expressed strong political and social justice views through their lyrics and on stage at shows. We spoke yesterday with Ben Perlstein, former band promoter and current promoter for The Onion newspaper out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Ben began by talking about the connections between politics and punk rock.
Considering that I was in the punk scene in the 96 elections, and I was putting on shows at that time, and I was 19 years old, and I didn't give any sort of care about politics whatsoever. And now I see that there's the punk voter movement and Punk Planet's recurring stories on Iraq, and everyone's talking about Iraq and the punk scene, and it's definitely, you know, taken a front seat. Politics has, and bands like NoFX and Anti-Flag are really helping to get that message out. I mean, when I was 19, I didn't know anything about politics, nor did I care. And people these days are really making people care.
So you mentioned a couple bands that are really explicitly political. What about bands that are not as political in their lyrics, not necessarily as sort of strongly anti-establishment or independent in their choice of labels? What about that part of the scene and how it can also connect to politics and just in terms of reaching out to young people at venues and stuff like that?
It seems like just about every band I see these days is, you know, given the middle finger to the George Bush establishment, and no matter if they're a political band or not, in some way or another, either wearing a, you know, not my president T-shirt on stage, or, you know, in between songs telling people to go vote, even if they're not, you know, singing Arrogant Son of an A-Hole, you know?
Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of coverage of the hip-hop community in terms of the National Hip-Hop Political Convention, the hip-hop summits, artists both mainstream and underground who are using hip-hop as a tool of political education and mobilization.
It seems like there's something like that in every genre these days, which is great.
Uh-huh.
Be it hip-hop, punk rock, you know, the Dave Matthews Band genre.
Mm-hmm.
The jam band movement. Everyone's got their own kind of, let's get this guy out of office kind of thing going on.
And how would you trace sort of the history of the punk movement as related to politics, though?
Well, I mean, originally, you know, you have the Clash and the Sex Pistols, who were very middle finger to authority and the establishment. And then throughout the past decade, there's been a lot of softening of punk rock music in the mainstream. Like, you know, you had your Green Day, and then they were doing the whole punk rock thing, but it was very safe and very polished, and now they're even getting in on it and having, you know, their new album is very politically charged.
Mm-hmm. Well, in terms of your work as a promoter, putting on concerts, helping get out the word about bands, how have you used that as part of a get out the vote effort in a low key way, you said?
Well, before I was working here, I was working as a booking agent, and there's a band called Mr. T Experience that I was booking, and on their tour, I worked with Music for America to make sure that there was a Music for America presence at every show, at least at the ones in the swing states. And that could, you know, they would sign people up, and I would help facilitate that. And at my new job, since I'm working at a nonpartisan satire paper, I have to be a little more careful and not so directly involved with these things. But I can help with my personal life, such as, you know, getting friends of mine to do things and, you know, help, you know, quietly help get out the vote movements.
Mm-hmm.
And show my support.
Well, a lot of people, I'm sure, would be interested, you know, just to hear about your experience as a promoter for The Onion, which, as a nonpartisan satire paper, certainly takes hard-hitting jabs at everyone. Mm-hmm. What do you think, you know, the upshot of The Onion's style is in getting people's political radar sharpened?
It shows political candidates and political figures in different lights. You know, the headline of the paper I'm looking at this week says, Cheney returns to Camp Crystal Lake, comparing Dick Cheney to Jason from the Friday the 13th movies, I think. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I got another one here, Secretary of Defense humiliated as U.S. credit card rejected. Just taking, you know, taking aim at these political figures and making it just funny for everybody. I'd like to think that Donald Rumsfeld would see that article and, you know, chuckle. Although, I don't know if he laughs that much.
So what was it like for you to go from being a concert promoter to working for The Onion, which is clearly a very wide audience, wide distribution publication, but still has its niches?
Well, I've only been here for a few weeks now, so I'm just still kind of getting my feet wet, but it seems as though I was out on campus today at the University of Minnesota handing out newspapers, and we have an ad on this week's paper, a full-page ad on the back for the Al Franken TV show, and I handed the paper to a guy. Oh, no, I already have one. I'm like, what'd you think of it? Well, I thought it was all right except for that back cover. And a lot of the people with Carrie Edwards pins that I handed papers to were very excited, while a couple people with Bush Cheney pins didn't really want to seem to take the paper. Maybe because Dick Cheney's being made fun of on the front.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe they just don't have a sense of humor.
Either or. I don't want to judge, but...
All right, well, we just have a minute or so more. Can you just say a couple more words about what you think sort of music and the actual music that young people in who might define themselves as sort of outside the mainstream, involved in punk culture, what they look for in music and then what they look for in politics as reflected in music? That's kind of vague, but you know, how music is really actually can be very political in itself and the culture of it.
Well, I mean, it's blown my mind over the past year, the impact that the punk rock scene has had over young kids of voting age. And, you know, at the Vans Warped Tour this year, how they were signing, you know, thousands of people up every day to vote. And 4 years ago, they wasn't even thought of, you know. They've really put it into kids' heads. And it's all, you know, kids that are, you know, starting to become adults, and it's a very important demographic for them, for anyone, especially the Democrats, to, you know, really push their message to these kids, and they're doing it, and it's pretty, I think it's going to have an impact.
So Minnesota itself is pretty much in Carrie's camp, though it's relatively close.
Close here.
Yeah. Do you think that young people there who you've come in contact with are excited enough about Kerry that, you know, they think it's worth voting for him? Is it just totally get Bush out?
I think it's more get Bush out. But, you know, a lot of people that are good friends of mine that I never would have dreamed of being political are seeing, you know, Fahrenheit 9/11 or something like that, and really having their eyes opened.
All right, cool. Well, who would you, what up-and-coming punk bands would you point people to check out in their independent record store if they want to get a taste of some of the good, either political or just cool bands that are out there right now?
Well, there's a great punk rock band here in Minneapolis of kids that are just 18 and out of high school, and they're called Rise or Rust. and you can go to their website, riseorrust.com, and they're very politically charged. Their drummer's grandfather was Hubert Humphrey, and they're starting to get a buzz going here in the spirit of, you know, anti-flag and propaganda and just playing these catchy punk rock songs that have depth and meaning.
All right, cool. Well, Ben Perlstein, promoter for The Onion out of the Twin Cities, thanks a lot for coming on Rise Up Radio. You're listening to Rise Up Radio. We have some announcements before we get out of here. The New York Association of Black Journalists is holding its 14th annual high school journalism workshop. The free workshops will run 8 consecutive Saturdays beginning September 25th, 2004 through November 13th at LIU's Brooklyn campus. The 8-week course is aimed at teaching high school students in New York City metropolitan area the fundamentals of journalism, as well as exposing them to industry professionals in print and broadcasting. At the end of the workshop, the students will publish a newspaper with original stories and produce a news broadcast. If you know any high school students that would benefit from these workshops, please call for more information, 212-613-3040. Again, that's 212-613-3040. And the Breck Forum and the Indie Media Photography team invite you to a post-RNC bash. It's not a fundraiser, just an opportunity to kick back and relax. Friday tonight at 8 p.m. at the Breck Forum, 122 West 27th Street on the 10th floor. For more info, go to www.nyc.indiemedia.org. nyc.indiemedia.org. That's tonight, 8 p.m. at the Brecht Forum.
And you've been listening to Rise Up Radio, a production of the Free Radio Youth Collective. I'm Saki with Nell. We'd like to thank our guest, Ben Perlstein. Did I say that right now?
Oh, yeah.
Rebecca Kalin and Nayoka from the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement. And we also want to give a shout out and say thank you to Kat and Leanne for doing Youth News.
And of course, you can always find archives of the show at our website, www.riseupradio.org. That's www.riseupradio.org. And if you'd like to call with comments, hit us up at 212-209-2948, 212-209-2948. Thanks for tuning in. We're out.
Methods of distributing our news, our information, our ideas. People uniting worldwide to take a stand. Get down, down, down. communication.